to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working on our financial IQ, but we're also working on the other parts of a balanced life as well. The main focus is building that second stream of income, primarily with real estate, because that's what really facilitates, if you will, how do I put this, to more easily lead a balanced life. If you've been trained and you're of the mindset that the only source of income you're going to have is from your job, it's very difficult to lead a balanced life because you begin to make all of your decisions based on the job, and the job becomes the everything has to fit around the job. And it's funny because when you say it out loud like that, it's like, well, that shouldn't be. But if you think about it, that's how most people lead their lives. And when you have that second stream of income, you can make better choices and not be a slave, as if you will, to the job. I see people do this all the time, and this sounds kind of harsh when I say it, but there's a greed decision that a lot of people make, and it is purely greed in almost every case. Now, there could be exceptions to this. An exception would be, let's say that your calling was to be an entertainer and you moved to California away from your family and friends to do that. But that's your passion. That's your true goal in life. It means everything to you. So you want to give it that shot. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that pick up their family and move across the country for an extra 10 grand a year or 20 grand a year. They're really doing that solely for the money. They're literally leaving their family behind, leaving all their friends behind for an extra 10 or 20 grand a year. That's another one of those things, when you say it out loud, it's like, wow, did I really do that? And for many of you, the answer is yes. Instead of saying, you know, I think I'll stay with my family. I think I'll stay with my friends and figure out how to make an extra 10 or 20 grand on the side. You flip one house a year, you make 30 or 40 grand. Why would you leave everything you know, everything you love behind? Well, the answer is simple. You don't believe you can do it any other way. That's your belief, and so you act on it as if it's true. So when I talk and you hear this show and you see, you know, 80% of the time we're talking about building a second stream of income, it's what facilitates, though, more time with the family, more time to romance your spouse, more time for fitness, for travel, for all the parts of a balanced life. So that's why I spend so much time on it. It's not for the money, for the sake of having money. It's having money so that it can serve my family and allow me to stay with my family, spend more time with my family, and things like that. And what spurred this discussion was I was watching Gary Vaynerchuk this morning on YouTube while I was riding the bike, and this horrible YouTube video came up by, I think this guy's a billionaire. I think they call him Mr. Wonderful or something like that. Can't think of his name. Doggone it. I had his name 2 minutes ago. I'll figure it out. And he's got this video where he says why you have to be ruthless to be successful in business. And this is not the first video of his that ticked me off. I don't remember exactly what the other one was, but it was also just as asinine. And it reminded me that if you look at my experience in life, and I'm not a billionaire by any stretch of the imagination, but if he's right, I don't want to be a billionaire. The mere concept of being ruthless just to get more money when you already have $1 billion, what does that say about you? For me, it says you're a scumbag. You're a douche. That you're just collecting money to collect money. You must be violently insecure about money to make a comment like that. You have to be ruthless to be successful in business. You don't need the money. He's a billionaire, I think. Or at least he's hundreds of millions of dollars. He obviously doesn't need the money. He's just doing it for ego and fun. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you the strategy that I use through my life. And it was based off of Stephen Covey's work of win-win. And I'm going to suggest that that strategy is way better than being ruthless to make an extra few bucks. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open right now in case you've got a question of any type about building wealth in the second stream of income with real estate for you and your family. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Remember, if you feel like you got a dumb question, you're at work or whatever, use a fake name, but get your questions answered. So many times people are held back by some fear or some belief that's not even true, but you think it's true, so it holds you back. You know, one of the most common is tenants call you all the time. Tenants are a pain. Oh my, that is so much BS. Remember this rule. Successful people don't tell you horror stories. Failures do. When you heard those stories about problem tenants, it wasn't from a successful real estate investor. It had to have been from a failure. Do you really want to base your life off of the past experience of someone who failed at something? It's really not a good way to live your life. It's better and more effective to find successful people and ask them how it works. You know, it's cliche, but the phrase, learn from other people's mistakes, bull crap. Learn from other people's successes. It's much more effective. Think about it deeply. If you go out and learn all the ways to fail, does that mean you know how to succeed? The answer is no. You just know how to fail. So make sure that you give me a call and let's beat up any idea or fear that's holding you back from building a second stream of income with real estate. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. I do want to address an email real quick. I've got a situation here where a guy's out there hustling and he's frustrated because these uneducated people are paying too much for flip houses. I feel your pain. It is utterly ridiculous what's going on out there in the marketplace. People are buying from the big wholesalers, not so much from the little ones, but the big wholesalers in town, some of them who are friends of mine, great people, but they're bidding up the price to where they are going to lose money when they flip the house. They're not taking into consideration sales costs, 6% commission. They're not taking into consideration the closing costs. Here's what they're doing. They're going purchase price plus rehab minus ARV is the profit. They forgot about closing costs. They forgot about sales costs. They forgot about holding costs. They're going to lose money. And here's what's going to happen. These people that do this, that are uneducated, you know, they bought some set of books and CDs off late night TV and they watched HGTV flipping houses, which, oh my God, those shows are freaking horrible. They're entertaining, fun to watch, but if you think that's real, I don't know what to say after that. If you think HGTV is real, you have a problem. If you think anything on TV is real, you have a problem. They're there to entertain and get ratings. Flip This House used to, the people at the company, I better not say the word Flip This House, but I've already done it, sabotaged the deal, went in, put graffiti on the wall, tore up the house, and then showed you guys, oh, look, overnight the house was vandalized. No, they did it to make it entertaining. So all those shows are fake. And if you watch those shows and think you're going to be a real estate investor as a result, there's a detachment in your brain where you're not discerning that TV is not reality. It's fake. So these are the people that are going out and paying too much for the flip houses, losing money. And then, you know what they run around and say? Real estate doesn't work. Flipping doesn't work. Honey, it's not my fault. Not my fault we lost money. It just doesn't work. No, it was your fault. You didn't know what you were doing. You made a crazy decision based off of some television program. And then what's even worse is not the harm that they do to other people. It's the harm they did to themselves. Both of them are terrible. Telling people real estate doesn't work and not taking responsibility for it, that it was actually your fault, that's bad. But it's also, they've burnt their hand on the stove now. Are they going to touch the stove again? No. Their hand's burnt. They're going to keep their hand away from the stove. They're never going to try investing again. Probably. Or at least not for a long time. They shot themselves in the foot by being greedy, lazy, and arrogant. Greedy, they wouldn't pay for a course. Lazy, they wouldn't sit through a course. And arrogant, they thought they could do it by watching HGTV. So, I feel your pain, but remember this. Those groups of people come and go. Because they do the deal wrong, they burn themselves, they're not at the next auction to drive up the price. Be patient, stay your course, all those people will disappear. They will disappear because they're going to lose money. So stick to the numbers you know are right. Don't do the deal unless it's right and it works. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me, put anonymous in the subject line if you want to remain anonymous. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com, asksteve@getrealwealth.com. So let's get back to this concept of ruthless versus win-win. I'm not even sure what ruthless strategies would be, because once I read The Seven Habits 20 years ago, it made sense to me. It's like, why would you be ruthless, which means you're only going to do a deal with that person one time, when you could be win-win and have a lifelong relationship? See, I'm all about cash flow. He's all about windfall. Oh, I'll screw anybody as long as I can make $1 million at once. I'd rather have $100,000 a year for 10 years and do that with 10 people and make $1 million a year, just like he is, but it be permanent and residual because it's a win-win situation. He is find a new stupid idiot to rape and destroy. And that's okay because, as P.T. Barnum said, there's a sucker born every minute. He'll find another somebody to be ruthless with. I don't think that guy sleeps very well at night. I mean, how could you? I guess if you have no conscience, but he doesn't seem like a bad guy. You know, I think he does have a conscience. I don't think he sleeps well. So what do I mean by win-win? Some of you are going to go, and rightly so, you're going to go, but Steve, don't you talk about heads you win, tails you win? Yes. But I also make sure that my business partner is heads they win, tails they win as well. See, I want long-term business relationships that produce cash flow for both of us so that we stick together and we keep growing. Because there's going to be a time when I'm down and I need that person. And there's going to be times when they're down, they're going to need me. And I want to be that person. We'll talk more about this when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You can call me at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. I got a person here who emailed me about the free workshop. This free workshop, I'm trying to see whether it needs a Saturday or a Thursday. I guess you can go look it up. I can't reserve a seat for you. If you want to come to our free introductory or free sample class, just go to GetTotalWealth.com, GetTotalWealth.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, there is a free workshop button. Just click that, and it will show you the Thursday and Saturday offerings. It's about an hour and a half. We do it live or online. If you come in live, afterwards, we have a little cocktail party. So it's about an hour and a half presentation with question and answer, and then afterwards we have a beer, a glass of wine, and just chat, and I try to answer whatever final questions people have. One thing people should be aware of is that our normal membership, which is a 2-year membership and a Saturday class, and that 2-year membership comes with unlimited coaching for 2 years, is normally $2,000. Because of COVID, if you enroll at that class, it's only $500, and that covers you for 2 years, unlimited coaching, and you get an all-day class with me where I lay the foundation for you to build your second stream of income with real estate. So again, if you'd like to come to that, leave your checkbook at home if you're worried, but go to GetTotalWealth.com, upper right-hand corner, it will say free class. Just click that and you can reserve a seat there, live or online. Okay, phone lines are open. If you've got a question for me right now, it's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you can email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Sorry, we changed our name. It's gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Let's look at this next question before we proceed. Spring cleaning for rentals, I'm not sure. The air filters are the responsibility of the tenant. Now, I will tell you this. I have my AC, my HVAC guy, go in the spring, generally late April. They do replace the air filters, and they do the HVAC checkup. I think I'm paying about $50. And they're also there as a spy for me. And they're looking for messy houses, primarily dirty houses. There's a difference between messy and dirty. They're looking for dirty houses or anything out of the ordinary, any damage to the property, and so on. And then at the beginning of winter, usually about the beginning of October, they do the same thing, only this time they're checking the heater. But the other 12 months of the year, it's their responsibility. So I don't have any specific cleaning tasks throughout the year. Those are the only two things. Only two times I'm in there, and I'm really not in there. It's my HVAC guy. And they're there as a spy as much as they are to replace the air filter and check on the HVAC system and clean it and whatever. Okay, I'm trying to even figure out what you're doing, Jeff. There's nothing for you to do. Everything is the responsibility for the tenant. I think, Jeff, what you want to do is go read your lease, and this will make more sense to you. They're responsible for everything. Everything. The only thing that I do not allow a tenant to be responsible for is the pool. If there's a pool, sorry, your rent is $1,500. I'm sorry, $150 more a month, and that includes pool cleaning. I don't trust any tenant anywhere, anytime with a pool. Not going to do it. If the rent is $1,700, they're going to pay $1,850, but that's going to include pool cleaning once a week that I control. Everything else is the responsibility of the tenant, period. And I'm going to email you after the show because I still don't understand this last paragraph, Jeff. But I really do appreciate the email and congratulations. Oh, yeah. How many units do you own? 15? Yeah, it looks like 15, but some of them are duplexes. So you might have 20 plus units, 20 plus doors. So, Jeff, congratulations on your success. But you don't need to do anything. No spring cleaning. Just do that little spy thing that I do. And that's really all you need to do. Okay. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, this next email is from Chris, who has a house under contract. Oh, he heard my point about people paying too much. He thinks he paid too much because he forgot holding costs and sales costs. And now he regrets not taking my course. That's okay, Chris. If you knew how many people did this, you'd forgive yourself very quickly. But also, don't let up the pressure on yourself. Take my course. Take one of the other courses around town, but get into a course. Unfortunately, I know the company that you bought this from. Your earnest money is hard. That $4,000 you put up, you're not going to get it back. The only thing you could do, and a lot of times they will work with you, is say, look, keep my $4,000 for the next deal, but I don't want this deal. It's too much. And see, Chris, I bet you they'll do that for you because they can sell it the next day to somebody else. So give that a shot, Chris. If they don't do that for you, email me back. Email me back. All right, Chris, thanks for the email and don't get discouraged. You know, you made a mistake. Do not beat yourself up about it other than to commit to not making the same mistake twice. That's a good area of town. I mean, you did everything right, except you overpaid for the property. Overpaid. So get out of that deal if you can. Tell them they can keep the $4,000 and apply it to your next deal. See if that works. Good luck, Chris. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-5738. KSEV. This one's a tough question from a Rusty. It's a how will COVID change? That's a long question. How will COVID change property management in 2021. Rusty, there's going to be a lot of changes between now and the time, and really the changes are already in effect. I believe that Robert Martinez of Rockstar Capital, who has about 4,000 or 5,000 apartment units, literally leased in 1 month 178 units all online. They didn't even come into the office. So I think that's going to be the biggest change. You're going to see more and more people making a decision off of the internet instead of actually going to the property. Now, please be aware, those deals are still subject to their inspection of the property. If they get to the property and it's not what it appeared to be online, and it's very easy to take pictures that make a property look really nice, and then you get there and it's average or below, it's all subject to. So they can back out. So Rusty, that seems to be the biggest change I'm seeing, is more business done over the computer, over the phone, online, and otherwise everything else is going to have to remain the same, because you can't stop making maintenance calls. You can't stop taking care of your tenant. I don't see much more changing than that. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. The next email, we got to go to break. I got a couple more email questions, and we'll address those after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, and please call me. We're headed into the final segment of today's show. If you've got a question for me, a fear, a concern you need addressed about building a second stream of income for yourself and your family, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We are in the final segment of today's show, so if you've got a question for me, please call me right now, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And remember, if you'll write this email down, you may not have a question now, but you may be riding home this afternoon and go, ooh, what about this, Steve? What if this happens? Fire me an email, and I'll share with you the best practices and the business model that we use to deal with problems. Don't get me wrong. Real estate investors have problems. Real estate investing has problems. But there are simple, quick, effective fixes for every one of them. Every one of them. I can't think of one problem I have with a piece of real estate that I can't solve with one phone call. Ooh, that's tough. Takes me 5 minutes to solve any problem. So write down my email, please. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Here's an email from Tony. He's just saying he listens to the show, really enjoys it, but is scared. You know, Tony, that not many people are willing to admit that, but that's what it is for most people. They're just scared. What if I fail? What if I lose money? You know, Oh, and I shouldn't have said it that way. It was almost like I'm making fun of it. It's a legit concern. That's why you need somebody on your team that's done it over and over again, and even done it wrong a couple times. That would be me. And I will show you what I did wrong, but I'll primarily be telling you what I did right. You need somebody on your team. If not me, somebody, Tony. And the first thing I want to say it again. I'm proud of you, Tony, for being able to admit that it's fear that's holding you back. But I'm going to warn you about something. I was at a assisted living home in the memory care area when a man told me, we had a long conversation, but it ended with this conversation, part of the conversation. He goes, "You know, Steve, you're a successful guy. You went out there and did it, and I'm proud of you." This guy's probably 80. He goes, "I didn't even try." He said, "I was afraid." And his last statement to me was, "Now I don't even know what I was afraid of." See, that sadly is a thing called regret, Tony. And if you don't go ahead and face your fear, because it's not going to go away. It doesn't go away. Fear is there. Courage is not the lack of fear or the absence of fear. Courage is taking action in the face of fear. And what you want to do, Tony, is you might even want to write down your fears and then align yourself with a group or individual that can help you get past those fears. I know I can do it. I can help you get past those fears in my Saturday class. That's really, 80% of what I do in that Saturday class is slash away at people's fears. Just wipe them out. Because I don't think anybody comes into my Saturday class that's honest would not say, "Man, I'm scared to death. What if this goes wrong? What if that goes wrong?" And then my job over that 8 hours is to destroy those fears and show you the best practices, show you the business model that deals with them. Because sometimes, Tony, you feel like I'm the only person with this fear. You're not. Everybody has it. I have it. It's just I know the best practices to get past it. That's all. So this is another one of those places where I say, don't beat yourself up, Tony. Congratulations on having the courage to admit you're afraid, because that takes courage. But realize that means you're courageous and you can face the other fears too. So, yeah. Please come meet me Thursday night at the free sample class, and I'll help you start overcoming those fears, Tony. Thank you so much for the kind words, and thank you for the email. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me, it's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Quick question from Charles about solar panels on rental properties. That really doesn't make any sense, Charles. Don't bother with that, because the tenant is the one paying the, if you're doing this right. Let me read here one more paragraph real quick. Yeah, they're paying the utilities. You know, if you really want to be a nice guy and save them utilities, that really doesn't make too much sense. So the answer is no, Charles. Don't put solar panels on your rental properties. I don't think that's a wise investment whatsoever. Let me see if there's another question in this last paragraph. No. just some kind words about the show. Thank you, Charles. And that's it. Okay. Let's go to the next email question. Damages to rental property. Let's see. This is, oh, there's nothing here. Well, I'm going to assume the question was who's responsible for the damages to rental property. Damages are always the responsibility of the tenant, because I believe that the word damages means they've damaged something. They did it. But if something breaks, like the air conditioner, heater, or water heater, that's your responsibility 100%, because those are health issues. Everything else, Anonymous, I have a $250 deductible on. If the stove breaks, the first $250 of any repair is the responsibility of the tenant. Then I have a $50 trip charge if they call me on something dumb, which I promise you, with a $50 trip charge, you will never get a phone call from a tenant for something dumb like a light bulb or a clogged toilet or something. You know, these horror stories that failures tell you, that tenants called me and they're told it was clogged at 2 a.m. in the morning. That's not your job. If you were dumb enough to get up at 2 a.m. and go clean out a tenant's toilet, that's your dumb butt. That is not the landlord's responsibility. So watch out for that. I hope that answers the question, since all it says is damages to rental property. But that's a common question, so hopefully that was right. Okay, phone lines are closed now. In a nutshell, if you go back to the beginning of the show, I can't say enough about, don't be ruthless. Think win-win. You should win heads, you should win tails, but your business partner should win heads and tails as well. Because remember, the object is long-term residual permanent income. Not just screwing somebody and making $1 million and then finding somebody else to screw to make another $1 million and then finding somebody else to screw to make $1 million. There's no peace in that. That's not a balanced life. That's not a principally centered life. It's not about being ruthless. It's about being fair, just, kind, and you'll sleep well, and you'll be a thing called happy. Happiness. It's okay to be happy. So do the things that will make you happy and you'll be happy. So none of this ruthless garbage. Think win-win. Study the 7 habits of highly effective people and it will make sense. Okay. All right. I really appreciate all the kind words through the emails, and I appreciate the emails. I would like some more phone calls tomorrow. I don't think I got one today. Did I scare you off? If you've got a question for me, tune in tomorrow at 2 and dial in the minute I start talking. Interrupt me. Let's get your question answered. Thank you so much for listening and have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.